Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 962 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Exhibit CC, Georgia, Walton County, State versus Georgia, Leo M. Frank. Before me, an officer authorized under the laws of Georgia to administer oaths, personally appeared J.J. Nunnally and W.L. Ricker of Monroe, Georgia, who, being duly sworn, depose and say on oath as follows, that they have seen in the public prints that A.H. Hensley, one of the jurors in the Frank case, admits having made certain statements as to Frank's guilt of the murder of Mary Fagan, but says these statements were made after the trial of Leo M. Frank, and not before. That in Monroe, Georgia, also, far as they know, the said Hensley has not the statement that all the statements of Leo M. Frank, and they reiterate and testified about by these deponents made September hearing by said Hensley before the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank with 1915, were made Fagan on July 28, 1913. To the best of these deponents' recollection, these statements were made in June 1913, although as to the exact month these deponents say not. J.J. Nunnally W.L. Ricker, sworn to and subscribed before me this October 10th, A.D. 1913, J.B. Shelnut, Clerk, Superior Court, Walton County, Georgia, Exhibit D.D., Georgia, Fulton County, State of Georgia, versus Leo M. Frank. Before me personally appears Julian A. Lehman, who, being duly sworn, deposes and says on oath that he makes this affidavit for use in motion for new trial in above-stated case. Further deponent says that he reiterates his statement heretofore made by affidavit, that these statements were made by A.H. Hensley, a juror as reported by others, that they were made before the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank on July 28, 1913, and not after the trial of Leo M. Frank in said case, express himself as two occasions, heard A.H. Hensley, a juror in said case, express himself as positive as to the guilt of Leo M. Frank of the murder of Mary Fagan, and the language used by the said juror was to the effect that he had made up his mind as to the guilt of Leo M. Frank before the trial commenced. To the best of this deponent's recollection, these statements were made by this deponent and attached to the original motion for new trial in said case. One of said times was on or about the 20th, 1913. Another time was early in the month of June, to the best of this deponent's recollection, near June 2nd. But as to the exact date, this deponent cannot state. Julian A. Lehman, sworn to and subscribed before me this 13th day of October, A.D. 1913. J.H. Porter, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia, 142.